We've got Jason Kanz on the line. Best 5 minutes of the day. Good morning.
Good morning.
One of those days today where I'm running into the studio, having recorded a news that was not full length for WOGO AM and FM, getting here to call you as the song ends, and I'm doing my DJ work with the headphone on my right ear and the phone to my left. So, anyhow.
You know, I've said that before, but I would love if people actually saw you behind the scenes as you're running around.
Yeah.
You know, because you come out of the air and you, you know, fall into the voice, and you know, people recognize your voice, but there's sometimes a frenzy that happens behind the scenes.
Oh, yeah. So. Yeah, broadcast mode, professionalism, trying to maintain that kind of thing, for sure. So, wow, just... what a time in our country. We had just so much, and in the world, right? You just kind of sit back and go, a lot going on here. I'm reporting election results and hearing, I said, on the Hugh Hewitt show this morning, covering the charges against Trump in New York. And so a lot happening, right?
Well, yeah, for sure. And, you know, and you and I have talked, I think, a little bit about that, where I wonder whether things are more chaotic now than what they used to be. And I'm not sure that that's the case, or if I'm just paying more attention now than what I used to. But I think for many of us out there, it can bring with it a certain sort of angst or anxiety. And to remember that God has all things in hand, and that things will be resolved in the end, even though it feels very chaotic right now.
I think good advice always. We settle back on the late, great Dallas Willard. Wow, 10 years ago this year that he passed. But, I mean, that whole advice to John Ortberg, right, what is about pursuing... give me the advice. Ortberg calls him. He gets the new job in Chicago at Willow Creek, and he said...
he says, ruthlessly eliminate hurry from your life.
Yeah.
It is the most important thing for your spiritual development.
Right.
And something along those lines.
And I'm just thinking about that because of, you know, just... Sure, things may have been quite tense and such in the past, but they used to think that 10 miles an hour was, like, too fast to go. So keep that in mind as people fly down the highway at more than 80. Yeah. So,
You know, and I think that what you raise is an example. You know, I think, you know, like now in the New York Times Sunday edition, people encounter more information than somebody 100 years ago would have encountered in their entire life. And, you know, so we're just flooded with information, and we don't always know how to understand it wisely.
Right. Well, I'll tell you what, it is Holy Week, and it is a good time to pause. I'm glad to be participating. One of the dramatic readers for the Good Friday service we're going to have at Valley Brook, 4 o'clock on Friday afternoon. People invited to that. A lot of churches with the Good Friday services going on. We are reading from your notes from the Upper Room, the devotionals, and we're going to check out. Let me read the verse today, and then you give us the devotion for John 16:14. Again, Jason's book and the devotion is on these chapters 13 through 17 in John. Here's what verse 14 says. He will glorify me, Jesus said, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you. What did you do with that, Jason?
So I wrote, if you are like me, perhaps you don't give a whole lot of thought to the word glory. When I stop to think about glory, certain concepts come to mind, a bright light, heaviness, beauty, and power. Another one of the Spirit's roles is to shine a light upon Jesus, declaring his truth to us. The Spirit magnifies and highlights everything Jesus does and says, continually revealing Jesus, even though we cannot see him. The Spirit illumines the beauty and magnificence of Jesus. The Spirit prompts us to look at Jesus and marvel. He is constantly saying, look at him. In response, we are called to live lives that magnify the goodness of God, the beauty of Christ, and the power of the Spirit, who works in and through us to bring glory to God.
So that makes me think about... remember again the wonderfulness of the other-centeredness of the Trinity, and I love that in terms of as we try to determine, you know, test the spirits, it tells us in the New Testament. Yeah. But I mean, just that idea that the Spirit is all about not calling attention to the Holy Spirit, but to Jesus.
Right. absolutely. You know, and in a different place, John, I think John Ortberg and Dallas Willard talk about how each member of the Trinity are really showing the other and showing us the other parts of the Trinity. And so there's this deep other-centeredness, and I think that's a good model for us as well.
Uh-huh. Give us your closing prayer.
It says, "My dear Jesus, you sent your Spirit to reveal your glory, but I often hide my eyes. Open my eyes that I might take in more of your wonder and glory." Amen.
Amen. Hey, thank you, friend. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
Same bat time, same bat channel here on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB. Well, we were talking about slowing down a little bit. This is a song we've played before and thought we'd drop it on you again this morning on WWIB. Ruthlessly Eliminating Hurry. And I love how Ortberg supposedly said, okay, ruthlessly eliminate hurry. What else? And he's like, that's it. Ruthlessly Eliminate Hurry. Look for the book from John Mark Comer about that. A lot of Facebook birthdays to tell you about. Tanya White, she and her husband Dan doing some great work at the Kineo Center in Puerto Rico. That's where Peggy and I stayed. Recently got to meet Tanya in person. It was a privilege. And she and Dan are awesome. And they have two sons. One's 18 and one's 6. So it's the way it happens sometimes. So anyhow, happy birthday, Tanya. We'll express her a message on Facebook. Mel Lorenz, great brother in the Lord, long time with Elmbrook Church and author of a number of books. I wonder if I just click on one of them is up right now at his page. Knowing Him, devotional readings for the Easter season, both for adults and kids. And he's written, he lost his daughter at about the age of 30, and he wrote a book on grief about processing through all of that. So if you're going through grief, I'd recommend that book from Mel as well. All right. Roland Dent. Actually, remembering Roland on this, the anniversary of his birth here on WWIB. Nancy Hansen with a birthday. Also, Daniel Dent sharing this birthday with his dad, I believe. Wow, Daniel's 22? My goodness. According to this, I don't know if that's accurate. Sometimes, you know, you get Facebook ages, and I'm like, eh, maybe. Mike Gunnifson, happy birthday. Chris Martin. Logan Anderson, happy birthday to Logan. CJ Clymer. And my sister Julie, I've mentioned a couple of times earlier, so it's not like, you know, I'm saving her for the end. And seeing a picture, she showed up at the airport when we first went to Liberia in 2016. Wow, that was 7 years ago. Happy birthday, Julie. All right, other birthdays today on the national scene include Michael Moriarty. Ben Stone on Law & Order is 82. Max Gale from the sitcom Barney Miller is 80. Mitch Pileggi from The X-Files, 71. Rapper, producer Pharrell Williams is 50. Sterling Brown from This Is Us, 47. Haley Atwell, Marvel's Agent Carter. And the next two Mission Impossible films is 41. And Lily James from Yesterday is 34. Our promise of the day is the 95th of the year. It's Isaiah 64:8. I am your father and you are my handiwork. I am your father and you are my handiwork. Check out the devotion that goes with that. It's 365promises.com. And from the group December Radio, Brian Bunn with a birthday today. And I didn't notice, but right next to it is Phil Wickham. Phil turning 39 today. Tell you what, Phil, we're going to just put you on hold for a second here because I was noticing Brian's birthday first. My apologies. How about Brian and December Radio with Be All Right, WWIB? We're returning to a contest we did back in February during our March Hope and Hoops. And our CCM song tournament, we kind of set this aside. In fact, I forgot even what we called it. So, I don't know, name the year seems to fit, Caleb. And we play a portion of a song. I've got 2 seconds. We have 2 seconds of a song. And you have to call us at 723-2555 on a Win It Wednesday and give us the year of that song.
Yeah, and so again, this is from one of WWIB's 50 uh-huh. years of broadcasting. So that's your parameters, your range here.
That's right. And so you don't have to give us the title of it or the artist, but typically we like to play the song afterwards. We've got a Micah Tyler CD, New Today, and Pat Barrett's self-titled release. So two of the young artists on the CCM scene for you to win here. And I'm seeing a story that CDs are selling. So there you go.
There you go. All right. So here, without further ado, is that mystery song named the year?
I gave him a lot today. I gave him twice as much as usual.
Two full seconds. Let's hear it again. What year out of WWIB's 50 years of broadcasting, what year is this from?
723-2555 for a Micah Tyler and a Pat Barrett CD. Lots of great songs on there. 723-2555. Name the year.
Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from this morning?
Oliver from Eau Claire.
All right, Oliver, on a Win It Wednesday, what year is that song from?
2000.
2000.
It is not 2000.
Not 2000. Thank you. Try again. 715-723-2555.
One thing we did the very first time of the contest, we would tell you if it was sooner or later. We don't do that anymore.
No, we wanted to make it harder. We really did. All right, let's go here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oliver from Eau Claire.
Oh, man, Oliver got through twice. All right, go ahead, buddy.
2011.
Not 2011. 715-723-2555. So 48 years left.
Yep.
Not 2000, not 2011.
All right, Micah Tyler and Pat Barrett CDs. Anybody other than Oliver want to give it a try at 723-2555, though he's certainly welcome to try again.
All right, let's go here. Good morning, WWIB. What year? I'll play it for you again. What year is this? What year is it from?
1996.
He's 0 for 3.
Not 1996. 715-723-2555. We say we are family, and right now, no one else in the family wanted to play, so it's just us and Oliver. So
hanging out here on a Wednesday morning.
All right, now somebody's calling. I believe, hey, this looks like it's Mike from La Crosse, if my readout's correct. Good morning, Mike.
Yeah, good morning,
hey,
Caleb
Mike.
And Mark.
Hey,
good to
buddy.
Hear from you.
It's been a while. I'm going to say 1992.
1992, how, though?
That's a great guess, but that's not it.
All right, not 1992. Right. Thank you. Call us back, 715-723-2555.
It is not 92, 96, 2000, or 2011.
All right, let's go here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your guess? 1988.
No,
not
sir.
Not 1988. Thank you. Try again, 715-723-2555. What year is this? We'll play it for you again. Name that year, this mystery song. What year is it from out of WWIB's 50 years of existence? One more time.
People have guessed 96, 92, and 88, as well as 2000. I'm going to tell you, it was not a presidential election year, so if that helps at all.
Good morning. Go ahead. What do you think?
1990.
No.
1990, not 1990. Thank you. Try again. 715-723-2555.
Again, our wrong answer is 88, 90, 92, 96, 2000, and 2011. But what year is that song from?
Win It Wednesday. Name the year of this mystery song. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah, I'll say 1972.
1972, Halvo.
Going way back to the beginning. No, that's not it.
All right, I think we only have room for two more guesses. However, I'm not going to be able to play the song before weather. So,
all right,
two more guesses, and we'll see if we can get this. Name the year mystery song, WWIB celebrating 50 years of broadcasting. What year is this?
They can't Google this, Caleb.
What year is it from? Go ahead.
1994.
That's it!
Great job, 1994. Who do we have on the air with us?
Oliver from Eau Claire.
Oliver, persistence pays off. Well done. And what is that song, Halvo?
It is Because He Lives. Michael Tate and George Beverly Shea teaming up on the WIB Wake Up Show.
A great song for Easter week for any time. Congratulations, Oliver, on a Win It Wednesday. And here is that song.
God sent His Son. They called Him Jesus. He came to love, heal and forgive. He lived and He died to buy my Savior lives.
cross that river.
I'll cross that river.
I'll fight life's final war with pain. Then as death gives way to victory.
Ooh, when death gives way to victory.
I'll see the lights of glory. And I'll know he reigns. Ooh, because he lives. I can face tomorrow.
Wake up show on WWIB on a Wednesday. Well, Oliver and Eau Claire took home a couple of CDs, Micah Tyler and also Pat Barrett, earlier in the hour in our Name the Year contest, getting 1994 for the year of the song Because He Lives. And it turns out that CDs are selling these days, Caleb.
Yeah, and again, you hear about, again, not so much about cassette tapes, but you hear about vinyls, right? And some of those previous ways that music was distributed. And again, there's record stores now for vinyl albums. And even we have giveaways sometimes for vinyl. But CDs are actually, you know, coming back and getting some attention.
Yeah, CD sales peaked at $13.2 billion in 2000. And the unit sales fell from $40.6 million in 2021 to just under 36 million units just last year. However, tell us more.
As of the first 10 weeks of 2023, sales are up 2.5% with 6.9 million CDs selling. We get our Adventures in Odyssey on CDs.
Huh. Yeah, one reason is that vinyl has been beset by all kinds of production delays and supply chain problems, while the production of CDs is much easier and more reliable.
It costs about $150 to manufacture 100 CDs, but $1,500 to make the same number of vinyl albums. I still remember, again, man, they talk about peaking in 2000. Yeah, I remember around that time, too, when, you know, I had my first job and certain bands, it's like, oh, can't wait for the new album. We'd get it and then, pump it right into your CD player, your souped-up CD sound system in your car. And those were great memories for me.
Yeah.
I still loved it.
And
so,
see, my memories go back earlier to the albums and to, you know, putting the vinyl on and seeing it with the new, spinning records even here at WIB back in the 80s.
Yeah, there you go. Well, speaking of all things music, my little brother, I'm so proud of him, Josh. He works at a Christian station, Spirit 92.9 in Minnesota. And so we'll share this on our social media platforms as well, because, of course, he did a music video for it. But, you know, from time to time, he parodies songs and does so in a humorous way. And what's one of the things we're all dealing with this time of year? Potholes. So see if you recognize the tune of this one. It's called Pothole Strewn World by my little brother Josh Swenson.
I've been driving this road, cracked and broken, unmended. Danger immense, 'cause I just had to swerve and almost died. traveling seems unwise, and I'm starting to wonder if I'll make it. Will I survive this manic, bumpy ride? Pothole strewn world, these streets are busted through and through, dodging and weaving. Whoa, don't hit that. No, I'm driving and I'm screaming. Pothole strewn world, auto gymnastics to get through.
The Whip Wake Up Show on WWIB. Well, Caleb, we've all done it. We've all hit E on our gas tank and wondered, how long can we go? Right? I mean, sometimes you're busy and you're like, I got to go here and I got to get there. And
sometimes gas is $3.44 a gallon. You're like, how could I still run my errands?
One of my scary memories of that is in the late 80s with my beloved journalism professor. We were going to Kansas City. And we were going for a radio TV news directors convention, and we got stuck somewhere in Iowa, and it hit E. And it was like out the cornfield. So I mean, you start to panic when that happens.
You're
you know?
I know they use the corn somehow in this process, but I'm not sure if I'm capable of.
Yeah. Well, while driving your vehicle on low fuel or an empty tank can damage your ride or even lead to a crash, it's still nice to know how far you can go when the empty light comes on. And vehicles really differ in terms of what they show you and let you know, you know, how much is there, how many miles you can go, right?
This is interesting because most automobile manufacturers, this says, build in about a gallon of reserve fuel beyond the empty line. To be honest, I always thought it was 2 gallons, and that was what I was kind of basing it on. Maybe that's false.
I kind of think in my mind, I kind of figure, you know, 20 miles or so. I don't know how accurate that is. But if your daily commute's only a handful of round-trip miles, some cars can actually go for days on empty.
We're not advising that.
Mm-mm. No. It gets a little concerning, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Be careful, be wise, and don't forget Free Fuel Fridays brought to you by our good friends at Marquardt Motors and the Hometown Chevy Dealers, where, you know what, if you are on fumes right now, pull in, fill it all the way up, take a selfie at the gas pump or with your fuel receipt, and enter it at wwib.com/freefuel, and we might just be paying that entire fuel purchase back this Friday.
We've already paid off a number, and we're going to continue this week, week 2 of 4.
Yeah, and I'll continue banging the drum. Get that extra entry, that bonus entry, by posting on your social media and tagging WWIB Radio and Marquardt Motors and use that hashtag Free Fuel Fridays. Do that. It'll help your chances. It really will. And if you win, maybe you're having a good feeling. Not quite like a hallelujah feeling that Caleb and John are singing about here, but it'll be a good feeling.